Holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Back here at Pirate Gymnasium here in lovely Branson, Missouri. Big vacation spot in the Midwest. Lady Bombers find themselves down 16-9. My best player for the first quarter for Bolivar, Sarah Green, came up with 10 of Bolivar's 16 points. As we're coming out of the intermission break, Lady Bombers will take on, this is a three-day classic. It's a Boer War. They'll face the Lake Hamilton Lady Wolves tomorrow afternoon, also here on Classic Hits 101.7. That's a big game. It's a battle of Arkansas schools, and that's a big deal in this tournament because the winner of that will receive a trophy and bragging rights as the best team in the tournament from Arkansas. Then Saturday afternoon, they'll take on the Branson Lady Pirates, also here on Classic Hits 101.7. As we're ready to roll here, Payne throws it in to Martin. We're underway in the second period. Martin at the logo. Now pushing ahead between the circles. Martin with it. Dribbling to her right. Bolivar still in a 2-3 zone. Martin dribbling. Directing traffic now. Martin tries to get it into Foreman, and she throws it away. Bolivar will take possession. Coach Ben Glasgow calling out another play. Green has it, swings it over to Larimore. Into the corner, Henderson. Henderson up top to Williamson. Back to Larimore. Larimore finds Barry up top, met by Payne. Great defense. Green with it, now over to Henderson. Now she finds Larimore again. Larimore gets it in to Williamson. Shot over Foreman, wouldn't go. Foreman comes up with the rebound, pushes ahead to Emma Martin, now to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert will hold it, directing traffic, dribbles to her right, picks up her dribble. Back to Martin inside to Anna Grace Foreman, and she is called for an offensive foul. Anna Grace Foreman called for an offensive foul, it'll be her first foul. Fifth of a half for the Lady Bombers. Made it through a minute of this second period. 16-9 our score. No score yet in this second period. As it's given to Barry. Barry has it. Over to Green on a dribble handoff. Green back to Barry. Met by Martin. The screen from Williamson. They get it inside. Back to Williamson. Bricked a layup. She was wide open. Foreman comes up with it. Foreman back to Martin. Martin will push it ahead. Now she'll just walk it up, wait for instruction from Dell Leonard. Martin up top. Now to the right side, Payne in the corner. Centering pass back to Martin. Almost tipped away. It was tipped away. It'll go out of bounds. Lady Bombers will have it on the side. Was intended for Leah Jackson. Jackson will throw it back in to Martin. Martin up top. Gets it to Gilbert at the nailhead. Inside to Foreman. She breaks the layup. Almost got a mitt on it. And it'll go out of bounds. Less touch by the Lady Bombers. Or no, excuse me. They're giving it to the Lady Bombers. Far official overruled the official under the basket as they get it into Foreman. Out the window. It's good. Anna Grace Foreman gets it to go. First points of the quarter. Anna Grace Foreman with 8 points, as it's another rejected shot. Foreman rejects it ahead to Gilbert. Gilbert will just pull it out. It was one on two. As she tried to get it to Martin, it's tipped away out of bounds. Anna Grace Foreman making a big impact. Two block shots already, 8 points, and a couple of rebounds. They throw it into Martin. Martin with it to the right side, dribbling to her left now. Gets it in to Gilbert at the top of the free throw line. Gets it to Jackson, left wing three. No good, but rebounded by Anna Grace Foreman, who's there to pick it up. and put it home. Anna Grace Foreman with 10 points in this first half. As we have a foul on the other end, I believe it'll be on Leah Jackson. Was on Leah Jackson. That's her second foul. One foul away from the bonus is Bolivar. Berry has it. They kick it back out to, this is Green. Green has it at the logo. Berry coming around trying to receive a pass, wasn't able to get free as Green just takes on our own to the right side. Layup no good. Picked up by Foreman. Ahead to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert with it to her left, to her right, kicks it out. Leah Jackson, left corner, three, won't go. High arcing shot. Foreman wasn't able to get a mid on it. Berry ahead, guarded by Gilbert. Berry to the spin move, kicks it inside to Williamson. Shot was blocked, but they call a foul. I believe this will be on Emma Martin. It will be. That's her second. Seventh of the first half. Trinity Williamson at the free throw line. First one is good. Abby Martin back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Leah Jackson. Williamson, the 5'11 junior. Green, the only senior on this Bolivar team. Second free throw is out the front of the rim as it's off. It's rebounded by Larimore. Unable to put it home, and the Lady Bombers come up with it. Gilbert to the right side, tried to get it into Foreman. Foreman takes it, one dribble inside, and we have a whistle. A foul on the floor. Call it on Emma Henderson. That's her second foul, team's fourth. Kate Gilbert will throw it in. Lady Bombers in a box set. Kick it up top to Payne. Payne has it. Payne looking to her right. Abby Martin gets it into Gilbert. Gilbert, swim move, back out to Martin, left wing, shot fake, won't, inside to Gilbert. Gilbert lost the handle, it'll be last touched by the Lady Bombers, go out of bounds, Bolivar has it. 4:37 left in this first half, Lady Bombers on a little bit of a run, cutting the lead to four. Berry just walking it up. Berry over to Williamson. Williamson has it, looking inside. Puts it on the deck, kicks it up top to Green. Green picks up her dribble, gets it back to Berry on the left wing. Berry has it up top to Williamson. Williamson driving to her right. Now she pulls it out, picks up her dribble, back to Berry. As there's a 3-second violation called against the Lady Liberators. And the Lady Bombers will get it back. Martin walking it up, receiving instruction from Del Leonard. Martin over to Gilbert. Gilbert up top in between the circles. Gilbert to her right, to her left, kicks it to Payne, right corner. Now to Emma Martin in the short corner, won't go. Foreman tried to battle around for it. It looked like it should have been a tie-up, but Bolivar comes up with it. They get it to Berry for three on the right wing, won't go. It's an air ball as it's last touched by Larimore. Go out of bounds, Lady Bombers get it back. Emma Martin into Gilbert. Gilbert just walking up. Lady Bombers in no hurry to get a shot up. Trying to attack this 2-3 zone. Gilbert to the left side, Abby Martin. Up top to Gilbert. Over to the left side again, Abby Martin. Gets it inside to Anna Grace Foreman, kicks it out. Gilbert driving inside with the right hand, won't go as it's tipped away. Last touch by Foreman, and Bolivar will get it back. As in for the Lady Liberators is Emma Henderson. Once again, she'll replace Kara Larimore. Berry ahead with it now, guarded by Martin. Lady Bombers still playing man-to-man. Kicks it up top to Green. Green with it, met by Payne. Now she puts it on the floor. Green with it. Looking ahead, picks up her dribble to Berry on the left wing. Berry over to Williamson. Williamson pulls up 3 feet behind the three-point line, hits the right side of the backboard. And it's missed. Lady Bombers come up with it. Kate Gilbert driving to the left. Gets it inside. Tried to get it to Foreman, and it's thrown away. Oliver has it again. 17-13 our score, 2:44 remaining in this first half. Low-scoring affair as they get to Green. Green puts up the three, won't go. Rebounded by Emma Martin. Martin ahead between the circles, inside the three-point line, dribbles to her right. Looked like it was kicked as it's picked up as we have a jump ball. Believe it'll stay with the Lady Bombers if the scoreboard's correct. And it will. Or no, excuse me, now they're giving it to Bolivar. Scoreboard had it going to the Lady Bombers, but the officials had otherwise. Barry has it now, right on the Branson Pirate logo. Now she's between the circles, dribbling to her left. Barry with it, hands it off to Sarah Green. Now to Henderson. Henderson up top, guarded by Abby Martin. They get it to the left wing, Trinity Williamson. Williamson tried to get it into Green. It was tipped away, picked up by Kate Gilbert. Gilbert behind the back. Now she's across half court. Gilbert driving inside to Foreman, and she lost it again. As we'll have a timeout on the floor called by Bolivar. Be a 30-second timeout. Bolivar leading 17-13, but they've only scored 1 point in this quarter. We'll take a short commercial break. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back here at Pirate Arena, as Coach Ben Glasgow of the Bolivar Lady Liberators called timeout. First timeout of the half for either side, as he wanted to talk about something to close out this half. 17-13 our score, 1:58 remaining in this half. Only 1 point scored for Bolivar in this quarter after scoring 16 in the opening period. Barry has it, now up top to Henderson. Lady Bombers have turned up the pressure. Martin with the steal. Ahead to Foreman. Ahead to Gilbert. Gilbert working to her right. Now she'll pull it out. Up top to Emma Martin. Martin to the right side. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert driving to her left. Kicks it out. Emily Payne. Three on the way. It's tipped in the air. Foreman comes up with it. Kicks it out. Emma Martin. Jab step. Tried to get it to Gilbert. Right to Bolivar. Bolivar pushing ahead now. Henderson with it. Gets it back to Barry. Barry to her right, guarded by Martin. Now the spin move, pulls up from the free throw line. It's good. Lexi Barry on the board. She has 5 points. First field goal made in this quarter for Bolivar. We're at the one-minute mark till halftime. Martin puts it on the deck, kicks it out. Payne for three. It's good. Emily Payne from downtown and a lead. Barry with it. Over to the far side, Emma Henderson. Henderson guarded by Abby Martin. Great defense by Abby Martin. Henderson right to the rim. Off the window, won't go. Rebounded by Martin. Ahead to Gilbert. Ahead to Emily Payne. One dribble inside. Off the front of the rim, won't go. Gets it back. Puts it home. Emily Payne, back-to-back buckets as the Lady Bombers within one. 20 seconds left in this first half. Bolivar just walking it up. Down to 10. Guarded by Emma Martin. Now they're going to go. Throwing a little double team over toward Barry. They get it inside. Try to get it to Henderson. Tipped away by Gilbert. Great defensive play as Bolivar will have it underneath with 2.2 seconds remaining. Leah Jackson will come in. I believe she'll get Emma Martin. Probably a smart move. She has 2 fouls. Don't want her to pick up her third in this last 2 seconds. Barry with it. She'll throw it in. Over to Williamson. Off the front of the rim. No good. And that'll do it for the half. Little Lady Bombers hold Bolivar to 3 points. We'll come back, check stats, talk to Josh Fulcher here in a little bit. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.